Shimon says that even Yisrael's chametz after Pesach becomes mutter banor. Reb Shimon says only during Pesach is it also b'achilum, but after Pesach he holds it's mutter b'achilus, mutter banor. So the Mishnah says clearly it's also banor. Can't go according to Reb Shimon. Vaytavi Reb Yosef Glili, afilu teich semana nam mishri koshori b'hanor. Reb Yosef says Yosef Glili even throughout Pesach it's mutter banor, and now Mishnah says clearly it's also banor. It says not only during Pesach but even after Pesach it's also banor. So Pshita throughout Pesach it's also banor. So our Mishnah for sure cannot come out according to Reb Shimon and cannot come out according to Reb Yosef Glili. So who and Reb Yehuda also doesn't go. So who does our Mishnah go like? That's the kasha. So Gemara answers two terutzim. Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov li'olam I tell you Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Now what was the kasha? We thought according to Reb Yehuda any chometz that is also teat on Pesach and even after Pesach, even chametz that a guy owned throughout Pesach, still after Pesach, Yisrael is not allowed to eat that chametz. That's the Havamina. And for the Gemara, no. I tell you, Yehuda, the Yalev Sor, the Achila Misor, the Riyam. He learns out the lav of Achila Sor from the lav of Bal Yiror. That what? Ma Sor, the Riyam. Just when the Pesach says, Lo Yiror Lecho Chometz. When it says, don't see chametz in your Rishus, it says, Loshin Shelecho. Lo Yiror Lecho chometz. Don't see your own chometz. As we dashin shelecho iyatiroyim, to love on Pesach not to see chometz only means your chometz you can't see. Avalatiroyim shelecherim, but goyish your bread you're allowed to see. If a goy brings his bread into your house, you're allowed to leave it to him. Midirabonim is supposed to make mechitzis if you're not makablach rayis. But midiraisa though it's mutter to have goyish chometz in your rishus, because the pasuk says lo yiroy lecho, your chometz you can't see. That's all. But goyish chometz is mutter. Is who Vishal Gavoya, who it never belongs to Hegdish, that it doesn't belong to you, it's also mutter. So that's what the Pasuk says by Riyah. So if you dolls av sor dachilo, the same thing when the Torah says, don't eat chametz, even though the Pasuk doesn't say lecho there, it's as if it says the word lecho, with the same drushim. Av sor dachilo, shelecho yatoichel. You only not larit your bread. Bread that belongs to Yisroel, you not larit. Avol oichel, avolat oichel, shelecherim Vishal Gavoya. But you're allowed to eat chametz that belongs to a goy and belongs to gvoy. You're allowed to eat. So Pasha the Gemara, Rashi learns Kapashtas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Pesach, you're allowed to eat chametz. If you go to a goy's house and eat his chametz, it's mutter on Pesach. As Rabbi Yehuda makes mamash gzeira shava, that lo yiroh to lo yoichel. Just like bal yiroh, it's only yosti, you can't see your chametz. But goyish chametz, you're allowed to see on Pesach. Who would then? When Torah says don't eat it, it means don't eat your chametz. But goyish chametz you're allowed to eat. Now he has this is Rashi Shita. Rashi says, "V'yalev third line. V'yalev saw the achila klima chametz digabe lo yoichal misar deria umuta chemse shanachri af b'achila. It's muta teat goyish bread. V'yafilu b'pesach minatera midiraisa contribute this mutter. You learn out the lava by yiro. To learn out the lava by liyechal." So from Bal Yiroh, just like Bal Yiroh is only Lechor, Huadin Achila is only Lechor. That's the way Rashi learns. Taisis doesn't like this. Taisis doesn't like this. Taisis doesn't like this. Taisis doesn't like this. So one Pshat Taisis says in Monashok, whenever you take a Tidit, or else while you're reading it, you're kainer it, it becomes yours. So it's always your chomet you're reading. Or else Taisis says, no, Avad Yav Yehud is Moidah, that Vachila it's Osir. Yehud is only saying Yisr HaNoh. It's not Osir BaNoh, Goyish HaChomets. It's only Osir BaNoh, Yiddish HaChomets. But Pshit, the Torah says you can't eat any chametz at all on Pesach. That's the way Tosfos says. But even according to Rashi, about his mask with the Rabbanon and Tosfos, it's only midiraisa he's saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who would be mutter to eat goyish chametz on Pesach. So male, that's Torah. So now our Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, goyish chametz takir is mutter bano lachra Pesach. Only yiddish chametz. It was also bano toich Pesach, and it was in lachra Pesach also it's also bano. So the more like this now. The Mishnah should have said that goyish chometz is even mutter to eat. Why does the Mishnah only say it's mutter bano? It should have said a bigger chiddush, it's even mutter to eat it. From the next time, it's like a true, it is mutter to eat it. So the Yadi, the Torah, the Yisrael, also bano, since at the end of the Mishnah wants to say that of a yid had chometz throughout Pesach, now after Pesach, it's not only also to eat, it's even also bano. I tell you, Tony Namid and Ochri, Mutter Bano. That's why the ratio, when it says by a goy is Chomet, Achra Pesach is Mutter, it says Mutter Bano. Abu Huadin, Avadvitz Mutter, Beachidur also. over dinner when really the boiler lemisne dafidu b'teich zmanoi mutter bano. According to Rabbi Yehuda, goyish chomet is mutter bano teich zmanoi. You're allowed to take chomets and burn it and have ano from it. But no, why does the Mishnah only say la'achaz manoi? Because v'yadi the tana di yischol la'achaz manoi. Since the Mishnah talks about Yisroel, to tell us the Chiddush, that even Liachar Pesach, it's also Bano, Tone Narmad Yenochu Liachar Zmanoi. It says about the case of a Goy also, that his Chometz Liachar Zmanoi, it's Mutu Bano. But really, Teich Zmanoi, Teich Pesach is also Mutu Bano, according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rav Acher by Yaakov Teres. Rav Acher by Yaakov says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn that Lecho from the Achila, from the Sor, that it's not also Tito, it's not also Bano, Goy Shechometz. Goyish chometz or hegdish chometz is mamish mutter b'hano throughout Pesach. That's what Rav Acher Rav Yaakov learns, and we'll soon see a sugya about it. But he learns klar even hegdish chometz, the hegdish that belongs to chometz, is mamish mutter b'hano throughout Pesach. Right, the Rav Amar Rav says no. Liyolam Rav Shimoni. Right, the Rav doesn't hold from what Rav Acher Rav Yaakov says. Rav holds no. Rav Yehuda does not makish l'achila tisor, and avad is also teat even goyish chometz is also teat on Pesach. And even Goyish Chometz is also Bano Liachra Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rava, how do you learn Shana Mishnah then? So Rava says, Le'olam Rabbi Shimon, Havada Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. I, Rabbi Shimon, says there's only also teach Chometz and it's also Bano during Pesach, but after Pesach it's Muti B'diraisa. And Echonami, our Mishnah is not talking about B'diraisa. B'diraisa, Havada, after Pesach it's Muti to eat the Chometz. Rabbi Shimon, Kenosa, Konis. Rabbi Shimon is talking about B'dirabon and he made a Knas. He gave us a fine. He made a kenas. Hoyu vi over oleva by yiroa by yimotzei. Since throughout Pesach you had this chametz in your rishus, so you were over the lava by yiroa by yimotzei. The rabbanan made a kenas to say even after Pesach, don't think you're going to gain by holding this chametz in your house throughout Pesach. You think after Pesach you can have enough from it? No, we're going to cancel you. Even after Pesach you're not allowed to have enough from it. That's the way Rav learns. So it must look like this. Bishplay milarava hainadiktoni shal yisraelasa. But Rav is very good on Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, you know why chometz of a yid is also bano even after Pesach? Why? The Mishnah says, Mishum Shenema, the Pesach says, La Yiroh, don't see chometz. So what does that got to do with the chometz after Pesach? La Yiroh for sure was only on Pesach, not after Pesach. The Teretz says it's a Kenas. Since you were over this lav of Bal Yiroh on Pesach, the Rabbanah made a Kenas find you that after Pesach, you're not allowed to have bano from it. So that's what the Mishnah says. The reason why you can't have enough in this chametz after Pesach is because you were over the lava by Yerub during Pesach. Elu the Rav Acher by Yaakov, but according to Rav Acher by Yaakov, why does the Mishnah say the reason why it's also lacher Pesach? Mishum la Yerub fakert, mishum la yecha chametz miboylei. According to Rav Yehuda, after Pesach there's mamash alav not eat the chametz, and it's also midiraisa b'hanor. So why does the Mishnah say the lav is lo yirom? They should have said the other lav lo yoichal. And the Gemara, mi sarvat ha-seifa koi, who says the Mishnah is explaining the seifa, why Yiddish Chometz is also bano? No. According to Rav Acher by Yaakov, he's saying that Yehuda is moida, Goyish Chometz is muta bano. Why is Goyish Chometz muta bano? That's what the Mishnah is explaining. Aresha koi is going on the first part of the Mishnah. Vochi koma, this is what the Mishnah means. Chometz shall nochri. If you have goyish chometz, she'over over Pesach, that the goy had the chometz in his rishus over Pesach, you should know liachra Pesach mutu bano. After Pesach, that chometz is mutu for Yisrael to eat it and to have anor from it. Why? Why is it mutu? I have you as a positive that chometz is also banor after Pesach. That there it is mishum shenema lo yiroh lecho. The positive says by Ria, don't see your chometz. And if Yehuda makes the Ekish Achila to Riyah, that Shelecho Yat to Royah, there's only a lav you can't see your chometz. Avla to Royah Shelecher Meshal Gavoyon, but you are allowed to see on Pesach Goyish Chometz, and chometz that belongs to Hegdish, you're also allowed to see. Remelu V'yalev saw the Achila Mesar the Riyah. He learns out the saw that it says by Achila not eat chometz from the saw that it says don't see the chometz, that it only means don't eat your chometz. But Goyish Chometz is Mutter Teet L'Achra Pesach for sure. And during Pesach, Rashi learns it's Mutter Teet even Goyish Chometz during Pesach, according to Rav Acher ben Yaakov. And Tosis learns, no, Havad it's also Teet Goyish Chometz, but I call upon him though it's Mutter Bano. So good, this is the Machlokes, Rabbo and Rav Acher ben Yaakov. So it's the Machlokes, how to learn Shana Mishnah. Does our Mishnah say, we pass Nevada like Rava? We don't pass with Reb Yehuda. We hold the Achar Pesach Chometz is Mutter Midraisa. It's only a Knas that the Gemara says, the contra of Shimon, it's a Knas. Since you're over by your own, by your Motzei, the Rabbanu made a Knas to say it's also Banor, the Achar Pesach. So the Gemara says, V'yozul Tamayu. This machlokes Rav Acher by Yaakov and Rovo to go according to their shittas. In other words, Rav Acher by Yaakov was a mechadish, a tremendous chiddush. He said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we learn out achila from Ria, that you're allowed to eat, or akol ponim, it's muta bano goyish chometz. Goyish chometz on Pesach, or else hegdish chometz on Pesach is muta bano. That's what Rav Acher by Yaakov learns according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now that's the machlokes. The Yitzel, we learn like this. Ho'oyichel sor shel nochrin. Shover all over Pesach. If Yid saw chometz from a goy that went over Pesach, the Divrei Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, Rav Rama Loike. Rav says no. Reb Yehuda doesn't make a chiluk between lecho yours and a goy. Even goyish chometz is osir during Pesach and after Pesach. Therefore, you get malchus. Rav Acher by Yaakov Rama, no, ain't a loike. No, you don't get malchus. Why? Rav Rama Loike. Rav says according to Reb Yehuda, even on goyish chometz. If you eat it after Pesach, you get Malkus. Loyal of Rabbi Yehuda saw the Achilim and saw the Riyah. Rav learns that Rabbi Yehuda does not learn out to Lachor from Riyah onto Lachilah. But Achilah doesn't say Lachor. Achilah is also teet your chometz and Goyish chometz is also teet. Whether it's during Pesach or whether after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chometz that was on this world during Pesach. That's Rav's forum. Rav Acher by Yaakov Amar, no, ain't no like. He says, no, you don't get Malkus contra Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Yalav saw the Achilim and saw the Riyah. He learns out, saw the Achilim and saw the Riyah. That just as the Pesach says, Shelecho, you only can't see your chometz, but Goyish chometz you are allowed to see. Who adin be Achila? You only not allowed to eat your chometz, but Goyish chometz you are allowed to eat. And Befrat after Pesach, for sure you're allowed to eat it. Therefore, if you eat Goyish chometz after Pesach, you don't get Malkus contra Rav Acher by Yaakov. This is the way Rav Acher by Yaakov wanted to say. Now the Gemara says, no, I have a raya now, Rav Acher by Yaakov was choizer. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says there's a posik, that chometz after Pesach is still also b'chila b'anom, there's no difference whether it's Yisrael zikah chometz, or goyish chometz, or hegdish chometz. Even chometz that belongs to hegdish, still it's also b'anom during Pesach, and after Pesach still it's also b'anom. But Rav Acher by Yaakov, they wanted to say, Rabbi Yehuda learns out l'chor, onto Achila, it's only also your chometz, and not Hegdish's or Goyish chometz, he was chayzer, and says no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, just like your chometz also banor on Pesach, and after Pesach, who are then Hegdish's chometz is also banor during Pesach and after Pesach. Now where's the raya? Rabbi Acher by Yaakov was chayzer. The Och is like this. The Tanya learned like this. Ho'eichel chometz shall Hegdish b'moyed. Moel, if somebody eats chometz that belongs to Hegdish on Pesach. On Pesach you go and eat Hegdish's chometz. It's a locha moral. You're over the Yisra Mila, it's called you're having Hanor from Hegdish. You stole something from Hegdish. The locha is you have to pay back Keren v'chomish and you have to be a korban Mila. Now if you eat it throughout the whole year, Pshita, everybody will be asking to this. If you eat chometz that belongs to Hegdish, so throughout the whole year, it's not much worth money. Hegdish could sell it. So if you're stealing it from Hegdish, it's called you stole something from Hegdish. Havad, you're over the Yisimila. The shell is, what about on Pesach? The Chura on Pesach, Chometz has no value on Pesach. Chometz is also Banor. So if it's also Banor, what do you mean you stole from Hegdish? Hegdish doesn't own anything here. Still the Tanakhama says, well, no, Vaisas Hegdish is called worth something. The Yesharim, some say, no, Loi Moel. You don't get Mila. So we just said, the reason why there's no Mila is, because since Chometz is also Banor, so Hegdish has no Hanor from it, so there's no Issa Mila, you're not stealing from Hegdish. Tomorrow explains now. Man Yesharim, who's this Yesharim that says, you don't get Mila? So first Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonhi. Rabbi Yechanan says, this goes according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonhi. Titania, what's his Chiddish? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonhi, hoya oiser, as Yermaki Purim Tishabis. He said, if you do an Aveir on your Kippur, that you only chayev Chorus, it still has a p'tur of Komlei with Rabbi Minei, just like you do in Aveir on Shabbos. L'tashlumin. Just like you do in Aveir on Shabbos. Most of you burn up somebody's field, somebody's food on Shabbos. Lachur is Ma Shabbos. Mischayev v'nafshoid. If you make a fire and burn somebody's clothing, you put, you don't have to pay back for the matzik you did. Why? Because Shechayev Miso. When you go and burn up his clothing, you're doing one of the Lama Tesam Lachis Havorah.
So for burning Yechayiv Misa, the klal is whenever Yechayiv Misa, we say, Kom Leb the Rabbi Menei, we give you the big Yechayiv of Misa, and we pot you for paying back the money. So Mele Yepoter, Mele says, Mischayiv Benafshoi, since you did a malacha of burning something on Shabbos, Yechayiv Misa for that, Hopotim in a Tashlumim. The Mele, we say, you don't get Tashlumim because you get the bigger Einish, not the less Einish. Is Af Yom Kippur, this is a Nechunya Ben Konas Chiddish, even Yom Kippur, they're mischayiv benafshoi. When you do a malach, if you burn something on your kippah, you don't have a chiyuv misa b'dayodim. Yom Kippur is only with a chiyuv koris. Still, we say a potim mitashdumim. About you get a chiyuv koris that you're going to be killed, you and your kids. We have a short life that's also considered like a chomadika oinish, and we don't give you the kaldika mitashdumim. So by mila, it's the same thing. When you're over mila b'mezid, you're chayiv koris. So therefore, since you're moil from hegdish, the mele you won't have to pay back. Because when you moil behegdish, you chayev koris, that's why you put there from a korban mila. That's one teretz. The Rashi says, that's the pshat. So that this first man, the yama now, that vow is no right what Rav Achab Yaakov holds. It has nothing to do with us. So for when it could be a chometz, has some value to hegdish even on Pesach. Maybe take it's mutter but not for hegdish. But the reason why it's loy mol is because whenever you're over the chiyuv koris, why are you over the chiyuv koris here? I'm sure not for mila. You're over the chiyuv koris because you ate chametz. You ate chametz on Pesach. Since you ate this chametz on Pesach, feeding the chametz you chayev koris. Therefore, by eating this chametz that you chayev koris, we can't give you a chiyuv tashlumin to be mechayev to pay back to hegdish, a chaymish and a keren. So Rashi speaks out. Since you potter on the keren, who are then you potter on the chaymish? And Mel does not waste the Mila. Mila the Pshat is when you have Hanor from Hegdish, it's like you're stealing from Hegdish. So Lachar is you have to pay back the Karen, the value of what you stole, and you have to add another fifth, and you have to be the Karba Mila. But here that you have a Chiyav Chorus, because you ate the Chomets, so since you have a Chiyav Chorus, we can't be Mechayiv Yumamin. So when there's no Chiyav Mamin, there's no Chiyav Chomets, there's no Chiyav Mila. That's the Pshat Bisman Yama. And the first Tanakama does not look at Mechunya Ben Akonah. He holds, even though for eating Chomets you over Chorus, so what? Koros does not come with the Rabbi Munei. So you take a chayiv koros, but still we're mechayiv you mila, because you're an enem in a hegdish. That's so far one way to learn the machlekes. We have Yosef, Rabbi Yosef learns another way. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Yon daf choftes. Yon barim daf choftes. Again, we're in the middle of bringing a raya that Rav Achor bar Yaakov was choizer. Rav Achor bar Yaakov said a chiddush. He said that according to Rav Yehuda Shita, that chomus is also koidim zmanoi and on Pesach and even la'achas zman it's also midiraisa. He said a chiddush Rav Achor bar Yaakov that according to Rav Yehuda, it's only also your chomus. Ma'ashenkein chomus that belongs to a goy or belongs to hegdish is mutter. That was Rav Achor bar Yaakov wanted to say. That according to Rav Yehuda, we dash in lecho. Just like Bal Yiroh is only on your chometz, not on the goy's chometz, who are then the Yisra Achilutz only also teat your chometz and not teat a goy's chometz. That's what Rav Achab Yaakov wanted to say. Now the Gemara says, no, he was chayzer. When the middle of bringing a raya, how do we know he was chayzer? So far we had a braisa that said that if somebody eats chometz that belongs to Hegdish on Pesach, it's a machlekes if he's moel or not. The first man the Yama says, moel. He's chayiv a korban mila. He has to pay back for stealing from Hegdish. And the second one, Yama says, no, there's no din mila. Now, the lacha from Hegdish is, you only moel if you take hanor, you like steal from Hegdish, take something that's worth money to Hegdish, and you take it away from Hegdish. So the shaila is, chometz on Pesach. Lechura chometz is also banor. So if Hegdish owns chometz, it's also banor. Why is it considered that you stole something from Hegdish? So that's the shaila here. So now we're up to the Gemara, Rav Yosef. We have Yosef Omar. What's the machlokes? The machlokes here is bepoidim et hakodeshim laachilon leklovim. That's the machlokes. Kamiflagi. That man diyoma moel kesovar poidim et hakodeshim laachilon leklovim. You're allowed to be poidim the kodeshim to feed it to a caliph. So Rashi says, Rav Yosef Omar. Yehve svir lahanach tanoi kreb shimi diyoma terch zmanoi osir banom to kuliyama moed the potter. And Rabbi Yosef holds that if you hold chometz as osur banom, then there wouldn't be any yisamila. Hoyel v'hashter miyol lechazi. V'lav m'moin hu. Since right now on Pesach, it's also b'ano, mashmi, even hegdish is also to have ano from it, so it's not called to have any shavius, it's not worth anything. Therefore, if somebody eats it on Pesach, he will not be over the yisamila. It's not called you stole from hegdish. V'yaf agav d'sayf v'garim hu. Even though after Pesach is going to be worth some money, but you have to go the way it is right now. So therefore Rashi says that Rabbi Yossi holds like in a libra of Rabbi Yossi Aglili pligi. He holds according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili shita. That in the middle of Pesach, chomet is mutter to have anor. Now if Hegdish owns chomet on Pesach, true it's mutter banor. But kol zman Hegdish owns it, you can't have anor from it, because it's also to have anor from Hegdish. Anything Hegdish owns, it's a milo because of Hegdish. So how's the case that you're allowed to have hanor from Hegdish if you poider it? If you give some money and you poider it, that's how it could become money. So Rashi, it could become mutter. So Rashi says, "Uba poidim kodeshim lachilum leklovim kamiflagi." That's the machlokes here. Man diyama moil. If you want to tell me that Hegdish has some value from chometz on Pesach, why does Hegdish have some value? Because the Yisrael would pay money for it. Why would he pay money for it? Because he could be poider it. When you poid the chametz on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. What can you do with it? Either you could burn it, or else you give it to a caliph. So the shalom, are you allowed to be poid the hegdish al manas to give it to a caliph? So Rashi, the man, the yom, it says, Moel sova, the roya hoya, b'yoseshon, lift us lachilas klofim. You're allowed to be poid to the hegdish, give hegdish money, and you get the chametz, and you know what you do with your chametz? You give it to a caliph to eat. That's called mutter b'ano, or b'adomim hu, and therefore it's called b'adomim. According to this svara, why do we say there's no istamila? It's not considered you're taking anything away from Hegdish. So far, ain't poidim. The halacha is, if you want to be poid to Hegdish, you have to give money. But what do you do with it? You're not allowed to take that Hegdish and give it to a caliph. Even though now it's chulin, it's also to be poided to give it to kalavim. And we dash him, Rashi, down. Tzukim, the Gemara, and Tamura dashins, Tizbach, Vulay Giza, Bosa, Vulay Cholav, Vyachal, Vulay Lekalavim. You have to eat it when you pay the kachim, and not give it to a caliph. Therefore, chametz on Pesach, if a Yisrael to be paid to it, to eat it, he's not allowed to eat it. It's also to eat chametz. The only tzad is, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's mutter banor. So what's the hanor? The hanor is to give it to your caliph or to give it to a guy. And both is also to do with Hegdish. Therefore, it's considered Hegdish has no value from this chametz right now on Pesach. Because nobody will be paid to this chametz on Pesach. So that's the machlokes. If you say you could be paid the chametz, I'm not to give it to your caliph, so it's called worth money right now. So if you eat it from Hegdish, you're moel because you stole from Hegdish. But if you hold you can't be paid the, I'm not to give it to your caliph, so on Pesach, nobody has a right to be paid the this chametz from Hegdish, so Hegdish has no value from it right now, therefore if someone eats it on Pesach, he's low moel. That's where Rabbi Yossi learns the pshat. Right? Ravacha bar Rova, ain't poidin. Ravacha bar Rova, Tony Lo, Loho,